It's Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. Mandatory safety drills and school security tip lines are among the changes in Oklahoma's public schools under a set of recommendations brought forth yesterday by a special task force. Members of the study panel, created after the deadly shooting at a Connecticut elementary school, finalized its report yesterday. It was headed by Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb. Our Catherine Roberts talked with the Lieutenant Governor yesterday afternoon.
The Oklahoma Commission on School Security today released its recommendations to the legislature. There were five recommendations. The first one is the formation of the Oklahoma School Security Institute, which will operate under the Oklahoma Department of Homeland Security. It'll be a resource center of best practices, working with school districts, personnel, school boards, and others to continue the conversation about school security and making sure our students are very well protected. The second recommendation from the commission is establishing a mental health first aid training pilot program, which would have a certification prong to it, but also a train-the-trainers model. Mental health is a large component of large-scale school violence, and mental health needed to be addressed, so this pilot program, we think, could assist in that manner. The third recommendation from the commission is to amend and change state law to require school intruder drills and also bring the drills into one statute, all the safety drills, meaning fire, tornado, intruder drills. That would require about 10 drills throughout the year, some of which would be at the local level's discretion, the local school personnel discretion. Fourth recommendation is the requirement of reporting of firearms that are found on school campus or in possession, illegal possession on schools, report that to local law enforcement. And the fifth recommendation is the establishment of a school security tip line.
So I'll start with, I guess, the mental health training pilot program. Who would undergo that training? Who would it be for?
Well, it would be for schools, school personnel. And the pilot program, we recommend it should be voluntary and incorporate the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and district superintendents in its formation. I mentioned the two-prong approach, but one, the train-the-trainers model wouldn't have a certification with it, but it would allow a superintendent to determine who should be trained. They receive the training for mental health, and they go back out, and then they train school personnel. The other prong approach would be a certification for mental health training. Some schools have done that. We recommend continuing that pilot program. All aspects of the mental health first aid training pilot program we recommend should not place any additional mandates on school personnel.
Requiring safety drills, what is in place now in terms of intruder drills in the state?
Well, that was part of the challenge. In Title 63 of Oklahoma Statute, Title 70, also other State Department of Education has guidelines with drills. So it's hard for an administrator to look at one place of the law to determine what he or she needs to do. Right now, if you put them all together, with our proposal, there'd be 10 requirements. Some districts do as many as 14. I think Tulsa Public Schools, for example, they do roughly 14 drills per year. These drills would be 2 fire, 2 tornado, 3 intruder drills, so that gets you to 7. And then to get to the 10 requirement, it would be local control and discernment by that administrator of that school to decide what he or she wants to do the last 3.
Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb, the proposals now go to the legislature. It is 7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.